Now let's move on. Page 27. You find the same little tune we started out on chapter 8 again. And notice there are no chord symbols above it. Let's have a little fun seeing what happens when we use substitutions. If you remember, the first measure was harmonized with the one chord. So in the key of C, the first measure sounded like this. One of the substitutions for the chord C, if you'll recall, was E minor. So let's play the C chord for the first two beats, and then let's change to E minor. Let's just listen to what happens to that first measure of music. You're starting with the C chord, move to E minor. Did you like that sound? It may have appealed to you, it may not have. If it didn't appeal to you, have no fear. There's another substitution we can try. We'll start the same measure again. This time, instead of going to E minor on the third beat, let's go to A minor. That's another choice or substitution for C major. So we'll begin with C major, and then we'll drop down to A minor. Listen and tell me what you think. Did you like that one? This is where personal preference makes the fun. The way you learn to improv, the way you learn to play by ear, will be different than the way I do. And this makes your music unique to you and my music unique to me. Please try not to think, is it right? Is it wrong? But rather, let's think, does it sound good? Or could it sound better? Those are the ways we want to think through when harmonizing a song.